Shalom.
Salam jumpa bersama Puspa dan Resa di podcast Keluarga Katolik
di tahun 2024 ini.
Aduh, benar. Gak kerasa ya, kita udah memasuki bulan yang kedua.
Yes.
Dan berasanya cepat banget. Kayaknya baru kemarin say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Sekarang udah masuk bulan yang kedua.
Iya, aku ngerasa kayak kita udah skip Januari. Baru pulang liburan, iya. Cuman ingetnya cuman kayak apa ya, kecap kerjaan sama apa, potong rumput.
Masih belum kelar nih beberes rumah juga. Tapi udah bulan yang kedua.
Iya.
Jadi waktu itu sangat cepat. Ngomong-ngomong saat sangat cepat, hari ini kita mau ngobrol sedikit dan kedatangan tamu istimewa.
Yang minta diundang.
Yang minta diundang,
kita.
Iya.
Dan juga mengusulkan topiknya.
Iya, luar biasa partisipasi mereka.
Syukur, puji Tuhan. Jadi kita mau menurut aja. Dan topiknya juga sesuai dengan topik pembicaraan awal tahun biasanya ya.
Iya.
Kan di awal tahun biasanya kita mau apa, melihat ke belakang. Dan juga
melihat ke depan.
Melihat ke depan. Jadi tanpa menunda lagi, mari kita undang tamu pertama kita, yaitu
Rachel. Hi
Rachel, welcome to our podcast again. Do you remember the last time you were in our podcast?
Slightly.
When was it?
Last year or the year before?
No, that's strong.
Oh.
You're in our podcast every...
Every podcast?
Podcast. Because we use your voice in the beginning.
But like, it's not really live.
No, it's not live, but every listener hears your voice.
Wait, isn't it when I was like...
It's a few years ago. Yeah. I think we need to record. More
a new one.
Okay.
Because your voice become
different.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We want to ask you a few questions. Okay.
Okay.
First one is, what is your favorite things in 2023?
My 10th birthday, school camp, and the Japan trip.
Oh, there's three things.
Three
okay.
Things.
So what was your 10th birthday, your favorite event?
One of my favorite events because I turned like double digit.
That's right, double digit. Yes, double digit. Special.
It's very special, yes. And why was the school camp your favorite event?
One of mine because like I got to spend time with like a lot of my friends.
Oh.
And we like did fun activities.
Oh, where was the school camp?
Galston Court, I think.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, that's not too far from home. Yeah. And the last thing was, what was it?
The Japan trip.
Japan, yeah. Yes. I'm getting forgetful now that I'm almost 50. Well, why was...
It's not really halfway.
Yeah, it's not halfway. Just kidding. Why was Japan one of your favorite?
Because we went to Disneyland, DisneySea, and Universal.
Okay, yeah.
Nice, yeah.
First time you went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And you were in the highest and scariest roller coaster.
Yeah, remember that?
No, I don't want to remember that.
You don't want to remember. But you have to be proud.
Yeah.
Because no one else, like any other adult, not every other adult been in the roller coaster like that.
Yeah, so for those who didn't know, Rachel and I went on and her uncle went on the scariest roller coaster.
Flying dinosaur.
Called the flying dinosaur.
You went like almost upside down.
Yeah.
Well, you did go upside down and then it was like Swiss. And then
twist and turn. Yeah. And everyone was screaming in Universal Studio. Yeah.
And crying.
Yeah.
Buat teman-teman yang nggak tahu, mungkin Google aja ya. Di YouTube mungkin ada orang-orang yang punya videonya. It's so scary. Tinggi banget. Terus muter-muter. ngebayanginnya sih
it went
emang
through
serem.
A tunnel, like upside down.
Iya, yeah, yeah. Into a tunnel. Iya, yeah, iya. Yeah.
Dan waktu itu rada gelap-gelap gitu ya.
Iya. Yeah,
that's why it was even scarier.
Yes, yeah, so dark, yeah. A good thing we forgot that there was an earthquake that afternoon, right?
Yeah, before.
Before. Yeah. There was an earthquake in Japan.
But it was like a slight earthquake, but in other like, is it?
Other places.
Yeah, other places, it's like a bit worse, bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was very proud of Rachel because she was brave to go in it. Yeah. Because even mom wasn't brave enough.
That's right. You have to be proud of yourself, Rachel. You are the bravest girl I ever know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that that good things that happen, right? So we want to know what are your goals in 2024?
To be a better person, like a better daughter and a better friend.
Yeah, like how are you gonna be a better person?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? You better think about it.
if it's your goal, you have to know how to achieve your goal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Think about that.
But that's very good, Rachel. Yeah. And do you have any hopes for this year?
What is your hope?
I hope I don't like lose touch from my school friends.
Oh, because you're in year 6 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and next year we will be moving to a different school, yeah, high school. Okay. So have you asked for their number and email and everything?
No, not really. I have quite a few of my friends, but not like all of them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You better start to
gathering.
Gathering the
You better start gathering the phone numbers and emails. But I'm sure you'll stay in touch because your friends are very good and you chat to them a lot.
Mm. So with this nowadays technology, we can keep contact easily, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry.
Thank you, Rachel. Is there anything that you want to say to other Catholic families who listen to our podcast?
Not right now, but I think in the future maybe.
Yeah, we will invite you again, and if we forget, you can invite yourself to our podcast.
Teman-teman, dalam kehidupan berkeluarga, sangatlah penting kita bisa saling support satu sama lain ya. Aku bersyukur kalau pelayanan kami ini disupport sama anak-anak gitu, dalam banyak hal. Saat mereka mau dengan sukarela, itu ya apa, pas diminta jadi ngomong di depan setiap podcast, mereka mau gitu. Terus yang kali ini mereka juga punya ide gitu, gimana kalau begini begitu gitu. Jadi aku rasa mereka juga seneng gitu to be part of this ministry. Dan aku juga merasa bahwa itulah pentingnya kita saling support ya. Nggak cuma dalam kehidupan sehari-hari, misalnya kita support pendidikan mereka, terus kegiatan-kegiatan yang mereka sukai, tapi juga mereka bisa support pelayanan kita gitu. Kan harapan dan cita-cita setiap orang itu perlu terwujud. Dan itu hanya bisa diwujudkan kalau kita saling membantu untuk menjadikannya nyata gitu.
Iya, dan dari obrolan kami kali ini yang aku cukup berkesan adalah bisa mendengar cita-cita harapan mereka. Karena anak-anak kan nggak cenderung untuk
ngomongin
aja kalau nggak ditanya ya. Mungkin some kids bisa, tapi untuk kebanyakan anak butuh ditanya. Jadi kami bersyukur kalau kali ini kami dikasih topik dan dikasih pertanyaannya, dan lewat itu bisa dengerin juga isi hati mereka. Aku setuju tentang saling support. Karena sudah umum kalau orang dewasa kan punya di awal tahun ini apa bikin goal, cita-cita gitu ya, pengen apa, pengen ini, pengen karirnya gimana. Tapi aku nggak sering dengar suara anak-anak itu dalam keluarga gitu. Tapi dari sini setiap anak juga punya harapan, dan kalau kita bisa ngerti, kita bisa saling support dan apa mewujudkan cita-cita dan harapan kita untuk di tahun 2024 ini. Jadi teman-teman keluarga Katolik, apakah harapan atau cita-cita Anda? apa Anda juga tahu gitu cita-cita harapan anak-anak Anda berapapun umur mereka. Semoga di tahun yang baru ini kita sama-sama saling menyemangati, dan semoga Tuhan menyertai, memberkati semua rencana kita, dan juga mengarahkan supaya kita bisa menjadi orang Katolik yang lebih baik lagi.
Amin.
Mari kita berdoa ya. Dalam nama Bapa dan Putra dan Roh Kudus. Amin. Bapa di surga, kami bersyukur untuk satu tahun lagi yang sudah Kau berkati buat kami dengan segala berkat kebaikan, juga untuk segala tantangan. Kami berdoa untuk tahun yang baru ini, menyerahkan segala cita-cita, harapan, dan tujuan kami ke dalam tangan-Mu. Mohon bimbingan-Mu ya Roh Kudus untuk keluarga-keluarga kami, supaya Kau boleh bimbing kami terus dan arahkan kami ke jalan yang benar, yang berkenan kepada Bapa di surga. Terima kasih ya Tuhan.
Terima kasih,
amin.
Tuhan. Amin.
Dalam nama Bapa dan Putra dan Roh Kudus. Amin.